Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Linden Leaders Club member, Allie Neisler. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. A little cold, but it's all right. Yep. Well, first off, Allie, tell us where you go to school.
I go to school at Linden Middle School.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
12? Excellent. And how long have you been with 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for about 5 years, maybe six.
Okay. And why did you join 4-H?
Well, we wanted to try something new other than sports because we kind of just did sports, so we wanted a new experience.
And are you an officer in your club?
Yes, I'm the president.
The president? No kidding. All right. And how long have you been the president?
This is my second year being president.
And do you enjoy it?
I do.
All right. And you have a number of projects, but what's your favorite?
I think my favorite would be my quilting. I really do enjoy it. It's something different. Well, not a lot of people do it. And, you know, I get a good life lesson out of it. And we're almost, I do two quilts a year, and I'm almost done with my first one. So,
oh, very good.
So good.
What do you like about the quilting?
I just think learning about it and, like, making these beautiful pieces of art, you can call them, because they're magnificent. And the lady that helps me, I mean, the quilts she makes are beautiful. So I think just getting something out of it and lost art. It's kind of like a lost art. And so learning how to do it, I think learning how to do it will have to be my favorite.
Excellent. What other projects do you have?
Me and my brother, we both show cattle, and I show goats. We do woodworking, visual arts, photography, cooking. I have quilting, sewing. We kind of do a little bit of everything.
Okay. And I understand you're also on the 4-H Council.
Yes.
What do you do there?
I'm the treasurer, so I keep track of the balance for every meeting.
Now, a lot of people think that 4-H is just for farmers or ranchers. Is that true?
Oh, no, it's not. There's a little bit for everything, for everybody. I mean, if you like art, do visual arts. And it's not just for farmers and all of them. It's for everybody. I mean, we have people who don't live on a farm that are in it, and they do good, and they do great. They do beautiful pieces of art and stuff. They've got a little bit for everybody. So if you're interested in something and it's in 4-H, do it.
Okay. And if somebody did come to you and say they were thinking about joining 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them do it. It's a fun experience. You're getting life lessons out of it. And, you know, it's something not a lot of people do. And so if you could do it, I mean, it'd be great. And it's a fun experience. You meet a lot of new people, make lifelong friends, and the fairs are really fun with people. I mean, it's just really a fun experience and something new. And it's really nice.
Okay. Well, Allie, thank you very much for joining us, and looking forward to talking with you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus St. Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.